As we get closer to fall, health experts have been worried about a potential double whammy in the months ahead. A second wave of coronavirus infections combined with a flu outbreak. But there's also reason to believe we may avoid the twin problems. Flu cases are way down in the Southern Hemisphere. Why is that? And what can we do to stop a combo of flu and coronavirus spikes? Well, joining us live, the person you definitely want to talk to about these matters, Dr. Anthony Fauci, the director of the National Institute of Allergy and Infectious Diseases. Dr. Fauci, it's great to have you back. Thank you so much for joining us.
My pleasure. Good to be with you.
So what are the numbers telling you about flu in the Southern Hemisphere, and why are we seeing this development?
Well, our colleagues in the Southern Hemisphere are telling us that their winter, which was April to September, essentially ending now, was one of the less number of cases of flu that they have in memory. They almost, as they call it, had an absent flu season. They're not sure why this is the case, but the evidence strongly suggests that all the precautions that they were taking to avoid COVID during their winter, namely masks, physical separation, avoiding crowds, washing hands, very well may have averted a flu season. So that's something that we're not going to take for granted here. We still should be getting our flu shots, for sure, the way we always do. But it is entirely possible that despite the fear that we were going to have a double whammy, namely flu season superimposed upon a continuation of COVID-19, that may not be the case. But am I saying that? I don't want people to get complacent about that. We still should be getting our flu vaccines and doing all the things we've spoken about the health approaches, namely with the masks and distancing and avoiding crowds and washing hands, definitely.
Reinforce for us, I guess, how important the flu shots are this year.
Oh, I mean, they're obviously very important. There's no question about it. If you look at the data over many years about flu vaccines, they're not perfect, but, you know, they either prevent infection altogether, or some people who get the flu shots might get the flu, but it could be that if they did not get the flu shot, they would have had a much more serious illness with the flu, and they may even have been hospitalized. And we know from the data that flu shots not only prevent infection, they prevent people who do get infected from getting serious progressive disease, sometimes resulting in hospitalization.
Dr. Fauci, we have to ask you about the coronavirus vaccine. There is disagreement between President Trump and your task force colleague, Dr. Robert Redfield of the CDC, over when a vaccine might become widely available. Yeah. The president thinks October, November. Dr. Redfield has told the Senate it could be summer or fall next year. You've tried to set reasonable expectations for us. So from what you're seeing right now, when should we expect a breakthrough and perhaps the widespread availability of a vaccine?
I think the apparent, and I say apparent because I don't think it really is a substantial disagreement regarding the president and the director of the CDC, is in the difference between the availability of vaccine doses and when they will, in practicality, be fully administered to everybody in the country. So what the president was saying is that it is entirely conceivable that we will have an answer by October. My projection is that it would likely be November or December. We don't know. We're just going to have to wait and see. The trials are on. Once it becomes clear that a vaccine is safe and effective, the doses that would be administered are already being manufactured. So we could hit the ground running. Let's say it is November. You could start in December, and you could start giving individuals who are in the high risk, as well as healthcare workers, vaccines already starting in December into January and February. So many of the people who actually would need the vaccine the most, the more vulnerable, could already be getting them in the beginning of the year. But if you want to ask the question, what about getting everybody vaccinated so that we can say vaccines have now had a significant impact on how we are able to act in the sense of going back to some degree of normality? That very likely would be in the first half to the third quarter of 2021. So I think in many respects, they were both right.
Dr. Fauci, always good to talk to you. Thank you so much for joining us today.
Thank you.
Dr. Anthony Fauci, the director of the National Institute of Allergy and Infectious Diseases.